All right, so today we're diving deep into this phrase, Emmanuel, God with us. Familiar, right? But I think there's a lot more to it than we sometimes realize. We've got Glenn Blakeney's sermon and some extra study notes here. And let me tell you, this isn't just about warm, fuzzy feelings.
More like a power source, you know, changes everything.
Exactly. It impacts how we face Monday morning, how we deal with those family issues, even how we see the world around us.
It really can revolutionize how we live out our faith, not just think about it.
So let's jump into the source material. We begin in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. The angel appears to Joseph, reveals that Mary will give birth to Jesus, who will also be known as Emmanuel, God with us. Pretty straightforward, right?
It seems that way.
But then we have this interesting duality with the names. Jesus, or Yeshua, focusing on salvation, and Emmanuel pointing to God's presence. What's the significance there?
Oh, that's a great point. It's like two sides of the same coin, you know, both absolutely crucial.
Okay, I like that.
Yeshua, the name speaks of rescue, being saved from something.
Right.
But Emmanuel, that's about the source of the rescue, the power behind it. It's about God being present with us, not just way up there observing.
And that presence, I'm guessing, is where things really get interesting, where the power kicks in.
Absolutely. And the source material gets into how this played out in Jesus's life. I mean, we often explain away his miracles as, well, he's God. Of course he could do that.
Like it's a given.
But then we look at Philippians chapter 2, and it says Jesus actually set aside his divine privileges. Like he chose to live fully as a man, you know?
So it wasn't just automatic.
And then to really drive it home, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it's clear that Jesus's power came from being anointed with the Holy Spirit.
So it wasn't just inherent divinity, but this active connection with the spirit fueled everything.
Exactly. And here's the part that gets me excited. This whole God with us deal. It isn't a Jesus-only perk.
Wait, really? Oh, yeah. It's for every believer through the Holy Spirit. It's like Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19 talks about being filled to the fullness of God, not just a little taste, but filled to overflowing.
Fullness of God. Now that's a powerful image, but what does that even look like practically?
That's the question, isn't it?
So we've established Emmanuel. God with us isn't just this nice idea, right? It's about real power, real change, even in our messy everyday lives.
Absolutely. It's not just theoretical.
But I gotta be honest, I'm still wrestling with how we actually tap into that. It's easy to say be more like Jesus, but when I'm dealing with my own anxieties, my own struggles, how does that work?
It's a great question, and it's one that I think we all wrestle with. You know, the good news is we're not alone in this. We have the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God living within us, but it's not this magic wand that just automatically fixes everything.
So there's something we do.
We have a role to play, an active part in cultivating that relationship with the Spirit.
Okay, so how do we do that? What does that look like?
Right.
Because I think that's where a lot of us get stuck. We
Yeah.
get the theory, but the application.
Right. And if we think about Jesus, even as God, he drew power from the Holy Spirit, right? Through prayer, spending time in scripture, through worship. And those same practices are available to us today. It's about being intentional,
Intention.
setting aside that dedicated time, not just squeezing it in when we remember.
So creating that space, like a rhythm of connecting with God, not just checking it off a list, but really fostering that intimacy, that back and forth.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be this huge, complicated thing. It can be as simple as starting the day with a few minutes of prayer, reading a chapter of the Bible, listening to some worship music while you're driving to work. The key is consistency, weaving those practices into the fabric of our lives.
Like building that muscle memory almost.
Yes. And remember, we're not meant to do this alone. We've got this incredible gift of community.
The body of Christ.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 talks about not giving up meeting together like some people tend to do, but encouraging one another. It's in that community, I think, where we can really experience the fullness of Emmanuel.
Not just as individuals, but collectively. That's so important. It's easy to fall into that trap of thinking we have to have it all figured out, do this perfect image of God with us all by ourselves. But we're meant to be interdependent, supporting each other, encouraging each other.
Absolutely. Because let's face it, we're going to mess up, right? We're going to fall short.
Oh, yeah.
That's just being
We're
human.
human.
But that's where grace comes in. And that's where the support of other believers is so vital. It's about creating that safe space where we can be honest about our struggles, where we can lift each other up, remind each other of God's faithfulness, even when we're not feeling it.
Like a safety net. people who know us, love us, can help us get back on track when we stumble. But it's not just about looking inward, right? We've been talking about reflecting God's love, his power out into the world.
That's right. And that brings us to, I think, the part that can feel kind of daunting for a lot of people, stepping out in faith.
Yeah.
Being bold in sharing our faith.
That's the scary part.
And I get it. It can feel vulnerable putting yourself out there like that. But we got to remember, we're not called to do this on our own strength, you know? We've got the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, working through us.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
But sometimes that power of the Holy Spirit feels a little intangible. Like, how do I access that? What's that look like?
It starts with a willingness, a surrender to God's will, even when it's scary or feels uncomfortable. And it doesn't have to be this big dramatic thing, right? It can be as simple as sharing your story with a friend,
right?
Inviting someone to church, or just being open about your faith in everyday conversations.
So it's not about having all the answers, being some super evangelist. Yep. It's those small acts of obedience, those moments where we step out and let God work through us.
Precisely.
Hmm.
And you just never know how God might use those seemingly small acts of faith to touch someone's life.
So to sum up what we've been talking about,
yeah,
cultivating that personal relationship with God through prayer, scripture, worship.
Yes.
Finding our people, our community of support and encouragement.
Yes.
And being willing to step out in faith, trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit.
You got it. It's like this beautiful tapestry, you know, woven together by those threads of intimacy, community, and action. And what do we get? A life that truly reflects Emmanuel, God with us.
All right, so we've talked about how to really experience God's presence in our lives, the importance of community, even taking those leaps of faith. But I keep circling back to this. What does it actually look like,
you know,
to be Emmanuel, God with us, out there in the real world?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And I don't think there's one right answer. You know, it's going to be as unique as each of us. But there's something Glenn Blakeney said that really stuck with me. He said, if Emmanuel is truly real for us, then our lives become the language God uses to speak to the world. So it's not just what we do, but how we do it.
Okay, I like that. Say more about that.
Think about Jesus, right? He healed the sick, yeah. But it wasn't just like some magic trick.
Right.
There was compassion pouring out of him, a genuine love for everyone he met. He fed the hungry, not just out of duty, but with this overflowing care.
Right, yeah.
Even when he challenged those religious leaders, it wasn't arrogance. It was this deep desire to see them turn back to God.
So it's not about just copying his actions, but reflecting the heart behind them.
Yeah, and that's a tall order for sure.
It is.
And I think that's where a lot of us get tripped up. We feel like we got to be perfect, have it all together.
Yeah.
And when we mess up, which we all do, it's like, ugh, failure. But the good news is Emmanuel isn't about our performance. It's about God's presence shining through our imperfections. That's encouraging, knowing it's not all on me, that God can even use our mess-ups to reflect his love.
Exactly. Reminds me of that C.S. Lewis quote. God whispers to us in our pleasure, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
Wow.
Like our struggles, our failures, those times when we feel furthest from God with us.
Yeah.
Those can be the very places where his presence shines the brightest.
Okay, so how do we get to that place of surrender, letting God use even our brokenness? Because honestly, sometimes it feels easier to just try and fix it myself, you know, pretend everything's fine.
Oh, I get it. It's so tempting to do that. But the source material emphasizes that surrender isn't this one-time thing, a daily choice, a moment-by-moment choice. It's about being honest with ourselves, with God, and with our people.
Yeah.
Admitting our limits, our need for grace, and letting ourselves be supported.
So choosing to be vulnerable, authentic, over trying to be perfect.
Exactly. And that vulnerability actually opens the door for God's presence to become real to others.
I see that. Think about it. When we let people see our brokenness, yet we're still experiencing God's love holding us together, that speaks volumes to a world that needs hope, you know, needs healing.
It's like what we were talking about before. If we try to project this image of, I've got it all figured out, we're basically silencing God's language.
You got it. And the world is craving that language of authenticity, that language of grace, the one that says, hey, God's with you, even when things are tough.
This has been so helpful, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm seeing Emmanuel in a whole new light. It's not just this theological idea. It's a call to live differently.
Yeah.
A life of surrender, vulnerability, and trusting God's power working through us, not just in spite of us.
That's it. And like Glenn Blakeney said, it's not about reaching some perfect state of Emmanuelness.
Right.
It's about those small steps, one surrender at a time, one act of love and trust at a time, letting God's presence shape us, lead us.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the question we're each left with is, what's it going to look like for you to live out God with us today? What step can you take, even a small one, to let His presence flow through your words, your actions, your whole being?
Powerful question to ponder. And whatever today brings, challenges or victories, remember this, Emmanuel, God is with us.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.